This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 54 of the podcast. I'm going to continue my exploration of different environments to record my thoughts with Artist Empowerment Radio. A couple episodes back, I did it while I took a walk. Then last time, I was sitting on the back deck of my house. I sort of went back to the walking thing, although I'm taking a little break here, sitting on a picnic bench near my house. I'm actually on the grounds of a YMCA that I'm a member of, not far from where I live. And as I walked up here, there was definitely something unusual going on. There's like these tourist buses and semis out there, and there must be some event going on here this weekend, because there's like all these different marching bands and dance troops, and they seem to be like setting up or rehearsing for some kind of big event going on. And I just thought it might be kind of a cool creative atmosphere to deliver this message in. So you may hear some background noise from some of these bands. But anyway, what do I want to share with you this time? I recently did a workshop for the St. Louis Publishers Association. I'm on the board of that. And I did one of my octopus marketing talks. This one was geared for authors and book publishers. And I had a great time. And at the very end of it, someone asked me a question that kind of at first threw me for a loop, because I just gotten finished with this whole talk about internet marketing and connecting with fans and all this. And this author asked me, well, that's great to get the word out and to reach people and all that, to try to connect with them. But what if your writing is bad, or what if it's sloppy? Can't you, even do more harm than good? And I gave her some responses, but I had a little time to think about it, to sort of flesh out some thoughts on that topic. And so definitely the quality of your work is going to affect the way it's received by people. And a long time ago, I got away from labeling things as good or bad, because there's a lot of things that are popular that I don't get. I'm sure you could think of wildly successful musicians or wildly successful authors or filmmakers who you just think their work, quite frankly, sucks. You don't see what the quality is in it. Hopefully that's not too loud in the background for you. I might move a little further away from this band just in case. I got a whole troop of like xylophone players. It sounds cool, but it might be a little too much for the microphone. The quality of your work does matter. But instead of giving it a label, I basically tell people that your goal is just to connect with an audience. So as long as you connect with enough of a slice of the population that deems your stuff worthy and that they resonate with it, then you're doing well. But certainly the quality of your work is going to affect the number of people that you reach and have a positive influence on. And so there's a couple things that you can do. One, if you're early on in your career, still learning your craft, I mean, by all means, get help. If you're a writer, work with an editor, have people look over your stuff before you post it. And if you're a musician, you know, get feedback on things, co-write with people, collaborate with people who are better than you. That's always a great thing to do to up your game. But there's another aspect of this too, and that's just being willing to get out there and do stuff. There's a really loud band happening now. But being willing to get out there and do stuff, not being too paranoid about making mistakes. Like, I can think of many times in my history where I took action on something that I was passionate about, and the early attempts at it were pretty lame. I mean, some of you know that for 10 years I published a local music newspaper in St. Louis. I hope that's not you're enjoying the cacophony of background sounds. But in the early days of publishing this newspaper, when I had no previous experience, just a good idea, and I just launched it, you know, and threw it out there. And these early editions, boy, the first year or two, the thing was kind of ugly, kind of primitive. Same thing with the first edition of my self-published book, the Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook. I mean, now it looks like a book that you've seen at bookstores, professionally produced and printed and all that good stuff. But the early editions of it were pretty ugly in my early attempts to self-publish. But I didn't let that stop me from getting things out. So you got to strike a balance. Yes, you want to have quality work. You want to put your best foot forward, but don't let the fear of it not being perfect keep you from acting at all. Because a lot of people just never even take the first step based on some, you know, notion that it's got to be perfect. But still, I understand you need to put your best foot forward. So basically, the approach is to take action, get feedback from people, learn about it, and then grow and evolve. And so that's kind of part of the process. So don't rob yourself of that by keeping it all, you know, hoarding things to yourself and keeping it undercover until that perfect day, because that perfect day may never come. However, there's another aspect of this, because there's a lot of people with, you know, major record labels struggling and even major book publishers struggling, and this whole self-publishing and independent creative movement that's taking, you know, place all over the world. A lot of people are sad about the good old days when there used to be structures in place that would weed out the bad stuff. You know, they said, boy, you know, the reason that labels and publishers and film companies exist is because they're like the filters. They find the best talent and then they hone it, and so that only the best stuff makes it out in the public. Well, you could argue that. That's debatable whether all of their products are the best thing that's available. And so, yes, there used to be gatekeepers. They were the people that would deem what was worthy and what wasn't. And sometimes they got it right. A lot of times they got it wrong. But these days, an interesting phenomenon has taken place. It is true that with self-publishing and creating your own music CD and recordings and even film these days becoming a lot more accessible, you know, everybody basically has the tools of self-expression, the tools of self-promotion. And because of that, I will admit, there's a lot of crappy stuff that gets out into the world. And so some people have used that to label self-published stuff as amateurish or whatever, although there's a lot of high-quality self-published stuff too. So what's happened, and I think this is fascinating and a great, you know, I'm always putting a positive spin on things, but what I love about this new era that we're in is that instead of gatekeepers, you know, a small minority of the people that are deemed, you know, to be the arbiters of good taste, instead of them being the ones who decide what's get exposure, it's consumers who decide. And so basically, and Chris Anderson explored this in his book, The Long Tail. So this is not a completely new concept, but it's one I've certainly embraced for many years. But everyone basically has the ability to put stuff out, you know, and that's cool. And what rises to the top is what gets attention, what gets sales, what resonates with an audience. So you as an artist have a responsibility or an opportunity, however you want to look at it, to put out quality stuff, or at least put out stuff that resonates with a certain slice of the population. And if you're successful at that, and what you have is a benefit to a certain type of person, and enough of them pay attention to it, you know, purchase it, engage with it and you, and then tell their friends about it, so on and so forth, spend money on you, then you're going to be successful. And if you don't, you won't. But personally, I would much rather live in a world where consumers and the marketplace determine what's worthy of greater exposure or greater attention than to have some select few gatekeepers making those decisions for me. So I just feel pretty darn strongly about that, and hopefully you do too. So by all means, hone your craft, but that takes time, so you got to work on it. You got to make mistakes, be willing to look a little foolish every now and then, and learn from that, and then put out something else that's even better. That's another cool thing about digital manufacturing these days, and supplies to both books and CDs and even DVDs. It used to be that you had to print off thousands of something for it to be cost effective. And so people, you know, authors, their first book out would have to print 4,000 or 5,000 books, and same thing, 1,000 CDs and jewel cases. And so if there was something wrong with it, or you found typos, or it wasn't the best quality recording, you were kind of stuck with all of these things, and you had to sell them all. And then, you know, after 6 months, you're ready to work on your next album or your next book, and you still got all these things gathering dust that you have to deal with. But these days, you can do short runs of everything. I mean, 10, 20, 50 copies of something, get it out in the market, get feedback, then go, oh, I should have changed this and that about it. Then you can make adjustments and then submit new materials to the short-run printer, and then print another 50. You know, you can do that over and over until you finally got a product that you're really proud of, and then you can maybe do a larger run of them. So anyway, there's a lot of different aspects of this whole new era that we live in, and different ways you can look at this don't-put-out-crap mentality. I totally agree that you shouldn't just slop something out there, but on the other hand, don't be so hung up on it's got to be perfect that you paralyze yourself and never take action. And so that's my 2 cents. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. You can probably hear the cars going by. So I'm actually on the move once again. So this is not a bench cast, which I was sitting on a picnic bench earlier. This is now back to being a stroll cast. And I used that term on Facebook, and a lot of people thought it was a really cool idea. And some woman even made a joke on there about, if it was a woman doing it, it'd be a broadcast. Ha, ha, ha. I thought that was pretty funny. There were some other jokes, too, which I can't remember at the moment. Now, maybe I'll continue doing a series of these stroll casts. Who knows? But anyway, as I sign off here, I'm going to make my way toward the xylophone players to see if they're going to make any more beautiful sounds here. They seem to be taking a break. But this has been fun. I can get some exercise. I can share some ideas with you all while I walk. Here, I'll let you hear some of the sounds of this band as I walk by. I'm Bob Baker. This is Artist Empowerment Radio. Talk to you again real soon. Take care.